In a couple of weeks, British voters will decide if the UK stays or exits the European Union. It could get ugly, but no matter which side wins the so-called Brexit referendum, Britain will always be part of Europe when it comes to the beautiful game. Just look to Friday in France on the start of the European Soccer Championships. Three of the UK's so-called home nations have qualified for the championships: England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. That last one is a really big deal, and I asked my BBC colleague Chris Page to explain why.
Well, it's Northern Ireland's first major soccer tournament for 30 years. They've never qualified for the European Championships before. They have qualified for the World Cup three times before. In fact, they're the smallest nation ever to make the quarterfinals of the World Cup. They did that back in 1958. And then in 1982, they got out of the group phase. They knocked out the host on that occasion, Spain. And that was probably the high point in terms of Northern Ireland's footballing achievement. They qualified again for the World Cup in 1986. But since then, there have been a few very difficult years. The team wasn't performing particularly well. Also, problems off the pitch with sectarianism at soccer matches in Northern Ireland as the conflict in Northern Ireland was going on. However, with the course of the peace process, a lot of efforts have been made to change that. Now the team on a high again. They've qualified for the European Championships. They'll be kicking off on Sunday in France.
This has got to be huge news in Belfast. What are you hearing?
It's massive news in Belfast. There is a huge amount of interest in this. It's wall-to-wall on all BBC radio programmes here practically now, with people looking ahead to the Euros. You've got people putting out flags outside their houses. You've got people putting stickers up on their cars. It's the talk of the town in all the bars. People are really, really looking forward to the soccer kicking off. I should say, not everybody in Northern Ireland supports the Northern Ireland football team, because there is a political division here. You do get plenty of people in Belfast and in Northern Ireland who will support the Republic of Ireland's soccer team, and they are also playing in the European Championships this time around. It's the first time ever that Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland are playing in the same major soccer tournament.
Wow. In Northern Ireland, though, when it comes to the fans in the grandstand, I mean, there's peace today, but there's still tensions below the surface. Catholics, Protestants, that tension from years ago. I mean, how does that play out in the grandstands with the fans? How do they come together?
Well, there is a political division in Northern Ireland, and that does translate into some footballing fault lines. You have, I suppose, the population of Northern Ireland divided into two halves politically. You have unionists who will tend to support the idea that Northern Ireland should remain part of the United Kingdom. In their religion, they tend to be Protestants. Then you have Irish nationalists who believe that Northern Ireland should become part of the Republic of Ireland, that there should be a united Ireland, and they tend to be Catholics. So, as I say, you will have Protestants, unionists tending to support Northern Ireland. You will have Catholics, nationalists tending to support the Republic of Ireland. Now, over the years, I think that division has become less important. Yes, in this tournament, you will still have most Catholics saying that they will support the Republic of Ireland first, most Protestants saying they'll support Northern Ireland first. But you've heard more and more this time around that each side is wishing the other team well in the tournament. For example, you have the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin, an Irish nationalist, saying he's wishing Northern Ireland well. And in fact, he is likely to attend Northern Ireland matches in France, along with his main partner in the power-sharing government here, Arlene Foster. She's the First Minister and she's a unionist. So that will be another very important gesture of reconciliation here.
So, Chris, what are you going to be looking out for with Northern Ireland as these matches unfold?
Well, I think first and foremost, it's how well they're going to do. Northern Ireland certainly wouldn't be among the favourites in the tournament. In fact, you can get 150-1. They're the odds on Northern Ireland winning Euro 2016. But they are something of a form side, actually. They go into this tournament unbeaten in 12 games. That's the longest unbeaten run of any team in this tournament. So people here really talking that up. Their opponents in the group phase are Germany, Ukraine and Poland. Germany, of course, the world champions, but historically Northern Ireland have got a pretty good record against Germany, in fact. So people do look at that draw and think we've got a pretty good chance of getting out of the group phase. Were they to do that, that would be a huge achievement.
Chris Page, my colleague at the BBC, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. You're very welcome.